Brandon Boxer, News Radio 610 WTVN. Yes, the votes are still being counted and probably will be for a little bit. We've been covering that all morning. Yesterday in Ohio, coronavirus cases for another day in a row were above 4,000 in Ohio. And it looks like those who get the flu shot may have a lower risk for being hospitalized with COVID-19. The viruses are obviously completely different, but a new study in the Journal of the American Board of Family Medicine found a correlation between the two. Looks like a nice day today, too. It'll be cloudy for the most part, but boy, what a beautiful sky this morning. We'll get to about 66. There's been a long time standing with any election. There's always the economic impact right after, and it's always a pleasure to have Jonathan Honig from CapitalistPig.com with us this morning. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, Brandon. Great to be with you. Good morning. And yeah, I mean, got a little bit to cheer about. Even if your side necessarily isn't winning in the election or might not win the election, the market seems to be cheering it. Yesterday was the best post-election rally in stock market history. The Dow is up over 300 points, and it's going to tack on another 300 this morning as the market seems to be cheering what looks to be, at this point, a mixed government, a divided government, a Democratic president and a Republican Senate. And interestingly, Brandon, historically, that's actually been the best-performing economy and the best-performing stock market, that mixed government. We think back to the Clinton years and the Obama years. Those were great years for the economy and the market. So it seems, at least in the short term, the Dow is giving us the indication that the election, however contested it has been, the results are going to be just fine from its perspective.
Jonathan Honig from CapitalistPig.com is with us on News Radio 69 WTVN. Jonathan, why is that? That you're always hearing about uncertainty with an election if it's not a decisive one. So as someone who invests heavily in stocks, why did we have such a great post-election rally with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ?
I think people, Brandon, have been thinking back to what happened during these previous periods of contested elections. I mean, think back to 2000 with the Gore versus Bush. The market fell about 8% in just 8 days as there was all that uncertainty about it. Is it going to be contested? How long is it going to go on? And in fact, that's exactly what you saw on election evening when the president came out, and it was about 2 a.m., I believe, 1 a.m., and he said, this is going to be a fraud. And you saw the market at that point hit its lows. But once that started to dissipate, once it became clear that all the votes weren't in, but it seemed to be going, and we weren't going to have a long-term contested election, the market took off, and it keeps going this morning. And in fact, it could those gains could continue to build. The Federal Reserve, Brandon, begins its two-day policy meeting today, so we'll actually get these results today. And they're expected to keep interest rates low. That's part of what's been fueling this mortgage boom.
Right.
Mortgage rates keep going down. They've hit record lows numerous times since the pandemic began. That's prompting a hell of a lot of people to refinance their mortgage. An 88% jump in refinances compared to a year ago. And those low mortgage rates, they're set to continue as the Federal Reserve meets as we speak, Brandon.
Okay, so Jonathan, for someone that was on the fence, like, okay, should we refinance now? Should we wait? Oh no, I'm too late. This election is now going on. It's all, iffy at this point. It's not too late to refinance.
Now, well, we've said it before over and over again, Brandon. When you think about it, I mean, maybe our parents, the generation or grandparents, were getting, mortgages in the early 80s and the late 70s at 10, 15, 12%. Well, the average 30-year fixed rate home loan now is about 3.01%, not too far from its all-time low. So just when you think it can't go any lower, it seems to go lower. But, when you think about a mortgage, you always need to be thinking long-term, thinking about your own personal debt-to-equity ratio. What always got people to trouble back in 2008, Brandon, of course, wasn't that they didn't get a great rate on a mortgage, but they bought too big of a house. So even with a good rate, don't buy more than a house you could afford, but take advantage of these low rates to refinance while you can.
Very good advice, Jonathan. And business seems to be pretty good for Tinder in a COVID world.
Yeah. I thought we were supposed to be socially distancing.
Right.
Not. Well, Match.com, that's the parent group of Tinder. That's a dating site, very popular with millennials and others, although Match owns a lot of these different dating brands, if you will. Hinge, OkCupid. Well, they said that singles are continuing to pay up for these online features. They beat their expectations, and that stock, Match.com, is going to be up about 5% on the open today. So, we are seeing we talked about, Brandon, certain companies do very well. Ammo, in fact, ammunition is flying off store shelves. Record gun sales, record ammunition sales in and around this election. So a lot of those gun-related stocks, Vista Outdoors, for example, VSTO is the ticker symbol, all blowing away expectations. But some, obviously, you wouldn't even think about. For example, Wendy's is boosting its quarterly dividend. They're doing very well with breakfast. You might think that's kind of interesting, but a lot of people taking the opportunity to pick up breakfast from Wendy's. So they're saying that their sales grew about 6% in the last 3 months. So parts of their businesses are being hit, but breakfast hours are doing quite well, and that's helping Disney up their dividend this morning. So there are some companies doing well, being creative, and thriving despite what we're experiencing with the pandemic.
You know, Jonathan, speaking of breakfast real quick, if we could go back for a sec, you know, it seems like when the pandemic first started, there were a lot of fast food places that were struggling with the breakfast items. And I don't know exactly. I can't remember. Did Wendy start this in the fall, maybe in the summer? But obviously it's paid off for the headquarters right in our backyard here in Dublin.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. And, you know, we've always talked, Brandon, about how companies need to adapt and change and thrive. I mean, you think about one of the most famous fast food companies, McDonald's. When they started, it was burgers, fries, and shakes, and that was it. And over the years, we've seen them expand into the different part of the day parts. And, you know, breakfast has really been the hot area as more and more people needing to get up earlier for work. That's just become a big growth area for all these fast food companies. One of the things Wendy's has done is spent a lot on advertising, good old-fashioned traditional advertising, and online as well. So that's helping them being a little more competitive, a little more innovative in that breakfast day part, which is the fastest-growing area for fast food chains right now. So fast food isn't dying, but it is adapting in order to thrive, and Wendy's is leading the way.
Jonathan Honig from CapitalistPig.com is with us on the CBusHomeImprovement.com phone line. Hey, Jonathan, real quick, unfortunately, pet value has been a victim of the pandemic at this point.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, pandemic, but just kind of the world we lived in. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, pet value is joining, as you said, they're shutting down, joining a list of retailers that have been shuttered during this coronavirus pandemic. But, of course, it was a lot of other factors contributing to this pet store going out of business. You know, some of the big superstores, Petco, PetSmart, but also, of course, Amazon.com and Chewy. So about 358 stores, a number of thousands of employees all going to close. And what's interesting, Brandon, is that, you know, pet value is closing even as a pet boom is occurring. I mean, people have adopted tons and tons and tons of dogs during the pandemic. But you think about all the brands, JCPenney, Neiman Marcus, J.Crew, Brooks Brothers, and now Pet Value, all declaring bankruptcy amid this pandemic. So it's not over yet. A lot of companies still suffering, and Pet Value is one of them this morning.
Trust me, I get it. Five cats and two dogs in my house. It's insane. Would you like a complimentary cat, by the way? and this always fascinated me because historically, for the past few years, with the stock continuing to rise for Amazon, Jeff Bezos, the CEO and the founder, he did this earlier this year, but he's probably never sold more stock in his life than this year. Billions.
Yeah, I mean, look, Jeff Bezos is the world's richest man thanks to Amazon, but given the run it's had, you can't, you know, excuse it for taking a couple of, you know, for us it would be a couple of dollars. For him, it's a couple of billion, selling $3 billion worth of Amazon stock.
Wow.
He's cashed out over $10 billion this year. The major jump from last year, he only sold about $2 billion last year. But don't worry, he's still got a lot of risk on the table here. He still owns $170 billion worth of Amazon stock. That's 53 million shares, making him the world's richest man. It's a pretty amazing story. And, you know, he's got a space program to fund. He's got a number of private enterprises that he's funding. So Jeff Bezos continuing to invest, and all of us continuing to shop on Amazon.com.
Jonathan, I can't even imagine. Yeah, I hear that's why he sells a lot of this stock, is to fund his Blue Origin, his space program.
You had to hand it to these guys, Brandon. You know, I mean, the millionaires are even mini, mini billionaires. I mean, they could sit on a beach in Tahiti or Cancun for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Every wonderful fruity drink. But they continue to invest. They continue to innovate. They continue to create wealth. Keep that in mind the next time you hear somebody put down millionaires and billionaires. Look what people do who are millionaires and billionaires, create the jobs that all of us enjoy.